Hello, good morning and welcome to Core Finance. A happy Monday and a happy October to you all out there. This is the morning show sponsored by Beaufort Securities. I am joined today by Tim Harrison, who is the Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Good morning to you, Tim. You well?
Well, what an introduction. Thank you, Matthew, and good morning to you.
Well, raring to go. A bit like the market this morning. Equities popping up a little bit, but it's not huge. Move to the upside, but if we have a look at the headline, we see European equities push higher at the start of Q4. Catalan vote in focus, although really the read across from the Catalan vote to the market is limited.
Well, it would appear that Rajoy has come out and said that it wasn't a real vote, as Donald Trump would say, fake news. pretty disastrous reaction over there as a result. It's a bit like the Cornish wanting to break away from England, but slightly more heated. Very passionate vote. The market seems ambivalent to that this morning. As you say, start of the quarter, so a lot of fund managers will be positioning themselves for a run into Christmas buying certain areas, property, home builders, etc. We'll get to later.
Mm-hmm. And for example, retail in the build-up to Christmas, do you think fund managers will be looking at the old bricks and mortar retail or looking at the online kind of the Boohoos, the Asos, the Amazons of this world? Where do you think their allegiances will lie?
Well, the likes of your Amazons, your Asos, your Boohoos have done phenomenally well in terms of their share price growth over the last couple of quarters. And it has been a real shift away from the traditional high street bricks and mortar to the online sphere. That being said, I think there is still a purpose and there is still, want and desire for the high street. And it'll be interesting to see over the next couple of months how the likes of Marks and Spencer's, Next, etc., position themselves into the festive period. I did note I was in IKEA for my sins at the weekend, and they're already pumping out Christmas tunes. So, we've literally broken into October, and everyone's already got their Santa hats on.
Yes, the countdown begins soon. Be Christmas. Not a fan of that. But anyway, let's move on. EasyJet. I might try and get away for Christmas actually this year. Maybe fly with EasyJet, but not Monarch, or maybe not even Ryanair. Stock's up a bit today. What's the story?
Well, it would appear that over the weekend, obviously, Monarch, they've tried everything and anything over the last couple of years in terms of gaining more funding and a white knight, if you like. It would appear that over the weekend, everything broke down and people have been left in limbo, so to speak. Obviously, the read across to that is there's less competition, so there's more opportunity for the likes of EasyJet. Given the fact that Ryanair, their stable seems to be a little bit choppy at the moment, EasyJet seem to be the main potential winner. Mm-hmm. With a lot of the smaller carriers going out of business or struggling, the larger players, well-funded players like your EasyJets, etc., should be able to capitalise accordingly. Obviously, they've got a new chief exec as well. So it'll be interesting to see how aggressive they get on the pricing point, given the fact that everyone else seems to be struggling.
And it's interesting to see how EasyJet has grown as a major player over the years from not a small minority airline, but I mean it's doing really well. It's in the FTSE 100 and maybe onwards and upwards for the stock.
The stock price may be set to soar once again.
There we are, lots of puns. Right, moving on, looking at the pound, which has soared of late, giving back a little bit, and the euro sterling as well. Pound, you still a bull? You do like the great British pound?
I am very much a bull on the case. And obviously, at the moment, you've got a lot of toing and froing with regards to the political rhetoric, both over the pond and over here, which is kind of why you're seeing the seesawing. You take into account as well the relative unrest, if you like, in the eurozone. It's kind of where is the ugly duckling and where is the bright swan, so to speak. Again, with the markets at the moment, there seems to be so much political headwind out there that it is very difficult to just stand by your stance and play that one long drive, if you like. But again, I think the way things are, if we do see some stability across the eurozone and things start to settle down, I think the UK, Europe, it could be a very interesting place to be over the next 6-12 months.
Understood. And moving on, looking at the core number today, It is 10 billion. Explain to our viewers what this is.
So this is, obviously it's the Tory party conference this week, and the suggestion is that Theresa May will announce further help to buy funding, which is why you're seeing some of the home builders in the UK on the FTSE getting a bit of price interest this morning. Obviously, it's you know, it's a bit like quantitative easing. It's artificial money, so to speak. You've got to pay it back at some point, but it is providing support. There is still a desperate need for property in the UK, and it's interesting to see where those pockets of home building are coming. I read an article in the paper this morning, 72% of the new homes built in a certain area, I can't recall which, were all going under the Help to Buy scheme. So it's obviously benefiting, it's supporting home prices, and the home builders thus are having a nice time. Revert back to the last couple of times that I've been on here, the likes of your Bovis, the likes of your Redrose, etc. They are really able to capitalise on this because there is inherently a buyer out there for them.
Fantastic. I mean, interesting to see with the Conservative Party we had over the weekend looking at freezing tuition fees, now the Help to Buy. Would you say Theresa May is a little bit on the ropes politically and needs to provide things that will be the vote winners here?
Well, I would suggest that you've kind of seen where Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party really started to steal a march with their tuition fees, which turned out to be back of a fag packet kind of stuff. it's interesting that seems to be the vote winner. Now, are they trying to appeal to the younger voter as opposed to their traditional sort of middle-aged, older sort of quasi-right-wingers, if you like? They are starting to, or have continued to, push towards the more youthful vote and trying to help people get on that ladder, because ultimately, going forward, the youth of today will be the prosperity of tomorrow.
Wise words. And moving on, looking ahead to today, though, we're looking at the ISM manufacturing PMI due out of the US at 3 o'clock. That's quite a big number. Lacking a little bit on Fed speak. It was quite a congested week last week. We've got Fed member Kaplan speaking today at 7 out on their own there. We've got European unemployment data just hitting the tape as we speak. But with China on holiday and little kind of macro at the moment, is there anything really to drive the market?
I would suggest this week Everyone's looking towards non-farm payrolls on Friday, and the ECB minutes, etc. You know, I think that's not a non-event, but I think everyone's looking towards the US again and to see whether or not the US is continuing to push forward, or are we starting to cool over there, and thus is there a contagion effect over here?
Understood. Well, Tim Harrison, thank you very much for joining us today on Core Finance.